Don't forget the family prayer. Jesus wants to meet you there.
Dear friends, brothers and sisters, I salute you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Welcome one more time to our sharing on investments in children's development. For today, I want us to take note of this very important lesson we are going to learn from the Word of God. But let's first read the scripture in the book of Exodus, chapter 16, verse 35. Exodus 16, verse 35. I read in the name of the Lord. And the children of Israel did eat manna 40 years until they came to a land inhabited. They did eat manna until they came unto the borders of the land of Canaan. Notice, 40 years they ate manna. A very important lesson, dear friends and brothers and sisters, for a covenant people of God. Did you get me? A very important lesson for a covenant people of God. If they fail to believe all the promises of God and take their children as a prey, it will cause God to breach his promise. But he will pick their children to fulfill his will. You get it? Let's go to the scriptures. From where we have just read, we shall see that the nation of Israel, the children of Israel, their covenant people, God has brought them out of Egypt, taking them to a promised land of Canaan. They are passing through the wilderness for 40 years, which was just God testing a redeemed people, like it's doing to you and me in the hour we are living. But the key points I want to take note, because certainly we have very limited time, and I think you'll bear with me, we are not able to break everything down. We just have less than 15 minutes to say what we want to say. So I will just simply hit the highlights and expect you, my dear brother, my dear friend, and whoever is listening to me, you interested in the scriptures, to study more of this subject, you can get time. I believe the Holy Spirit will lead you to go deeper into this study. Right. Now, 40 years, we see the children of Israel in the wilderness. Something did happen to them in Exodus 16, verse 14. It tells us something, that when the dew that lay was gone up, behold, upon the face of the wilderness, there lay a small thing round, as small as the whole frost of the ground. And when the children of Israel saw it, they said one to another, it is manna, for they wist not what it was. In other words, they did not understand what it was. And Moses said to them, this is the bread which the Lord has given you to eat. You get it? So they were given manna, a bread from God to eat. The issue here is that the scripture indicates very clearly that all of them ate manna for 40 years. Is that right? But we're going to notice something, that the parents would go to the field in the morning to pick the manna, right? Yet they brought it home to eat with their kids and the rest of their family members. I want to see that in Exodus 16, verse 17. It shows even, let's go back to verse 16, chapter 16, verse 16. This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. Gather of it every man according to his eating, an omer for every man according to the number of your persons. Watch it. Take every man for them which are in his tents. And the children of Israel did so, and gathered some more, some less. Did you notice that the parents, especially the men, would go to the field in the morning, is to pick the manna as God rains the manna from heaven each day. but they were supposed to bring it home to eat with their kids and the rest of the family members. Did you notice that? Now, we know as spiritual-minded people that this manna they ate in the wilderness, it was the bread which God gave them to eat to sustain them in the wilderness. You can read that in Nehemiah chapter 9. Nehemiah chapter 9, verse 20-21. It reads, "You gave also thy good spirit to instruct them, and withheld not thy manna from their mouth," you see, "and gave them water for their thirst." Verse 21. "Yea, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness, so that they lacked nothing. Their clothes waxed not old, and their feet swelled not." You see, 40 years did thou sustain them in the wilderness. You see, "you did not withhold your manna from their mouths." So you find that this manna, which the Lord gave them to eat, was to sustain them in the wilderness. Both the parents, all the leaders, all the children of Israel, plus their children, you get it? Plus their children. There was no way they would eat the manna alone and leave the children go hungry, which is a type for us today. Yes, if you go to John chapter 6, because of our time, I want us to read verse 31. "Our fathers did eat manna in the desert, as is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Watch, that's the Jews talking to Jesus. Watch what Jesus said. "Then Jesus said to them, very verily I say to you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which comes down from heaven and gives life unto the world." We can also go to, jump to verse 48. Jesus said, "I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead." Watch that. "This is the bread which comes down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eats of this bread, he shall live forever. The bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." You notice it. So this is a time that for us today in the New Testament, we see that Jesus says is the bread of life. And how did he become the bread of life? John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And Jesus said, in Matthew 4:4, he said, "Man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." So we find out that Jesus is the Word of God. And God's Word is the spiritual food for the soul, you see, today. And therefore, the point I want us to see here, that just as the children of Israel, you see, the fathers went to the field to pick the manna, brought it home for the kids and the rest of the family to eat. So I believe, brothers and sisters, that it is imperative for you as a father, for you as a believer, as you have got this wonderful message, the spiritual food, you have an obligation, you see, to share that spiritual food, that spiritual manna, with your family, much more with your children. I hope that is very clear. We don't have time really to break these things down. But that's the part that I want you to see. That today Jesus Christ is the bread of life. And he is the Word of God. For the Israelites, that manna fell and they ate it for 40 years to sustain them in that wilderness. And today God has given us spiritual food in due season. You see, we have the Holy Ghost. You see, the Holy Ghost, which is Christ also, you see, and the Word of God, which is for our spiritual building, which is for our spiritual growth. And we need to share this bread of life with our children, with our family. We need to invest in these children. It's by sharing with them the love of God and the precious Word that we have received in this hour to sustain them also spiritually. As you sustain you spiritually, sustain the church spiritually, sustain your home spiritually, sustain the children spiritually. You see, this is what is needed. You see, but today we have neglected. You see, we want to go to church, eat the Word of God, but we don't want neglect to give the people, the children especially. We think that they don't need it, but they really need it much more. You see, the children need the Word of God. You see, we are going to see because of our time. Jesus said that, "You, I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and they are dead." So he brings the aspect of death, that they ate, the fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and yet they died. The word die means, so dead means they got separated from God. Now the issue is, what happened? What caused them to eat the manna and still they died? And they got separated from God. And we are going to see in the Bible, is you can read when you have time, read the whole of Numbers chapter 14. You will see that when they reach a place called Kadesh Barnea, there was a problem which they met. And I want us to read a few scriptures there in Numbers chapter 14 from verse 26. And the Lord spake unto Moses and unto Aaron, saying, "How long shall I bear with this evil congregation which murmured against me? I have heard the murmurings of the children of Israel, which they murmur against me. Say unto Aaron, as truly as I live, says the Lord, as you have spoken in my ears, so will I do to you. Your carcasses shall fall in this wilderness, and all that you are numbered of you, according to your whole number, from 20 years old and up, which have murmured against me. Doubtless you shall not come into the land concerning which I swore to you to dwell therein, to make you dwell therein, save Caleb the son of Jephunneh and Joshua the son of Nun. But what? But you are little ones." Verse 31. "But you are little ones which you say to be a prey. Them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised." Watch that. "But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness." Watch it. So we see here, dear brothers and sisters and dear friends and dear listeners, that two things happen to these fathers. One, murmuring. Listen. Two, unbelief in the promise of God. What happened? It caused those fathers to die in the wilderness. You get it? If they died, Jesus said that they are everyone dead. They got separated from God after eating that manna. You see, which was sustaining them. But God told them that, "But you are little ones." In Numbers 14, 31. "But you are little ones," you watch it, "which you said should be a prey. Them will I bring in, and they shall know the land which you have despised. But as for you, your carcasses, they shall fall in this wilderness." So we see, brothers and sisters, that God eventually breached the promise. Because of their murmuring, because of unbelief, you see, of their fathers. But then what did God do? God picked their little ones, you see. God took their little ones, you see, to fulfill his will. You see, and they are the ones that entered the promised land. With just Joshua and Caleb, you see, who had stayed with the word of God. So what is a lesson there, my brothers and sisters? The lesson to us today is this, as we come to the close of this, is it's very important for you, the covenant people of God, to take note of that we must believe all the promises of God. We must stay with the word of God, which we have received. Let us partake of this heavenly manna. But as we partake of the heavenly manna and the word of God, make sure that you have the grace that God give the revelation to share, you see, with your children this spiritual food. Like, don't take like the children of Israel. They took their children as a prey. What does that mean? They say these children, they can be captured. They become food for other people and enemies and so forth. They were disregarding their children, the importance of their children, taking them as a prey. You get it? God said, because you have taken your children as a prey, you see, then now you yourselves will not come. But these very children you are taking as a prey, they are the ones I'm taking in to this promised land that you have despised. You get it? So please, let's be careful. As we stand by the word of ourselves, let's also think about our children and give them the word of God. Then continue walking with God. Continue believing his word. Continue walking in his light. You see, do not murmur. Stop unbelief in the word of God. And then take your children as people that they are not, you think that they are not going to make it. You see, because for yourself, you have failed. Then you think your children will fail. But look at this, that if you fail, and then the children, you see, you think that they will be a prey. But God can look at it in another way and find us. He will pick your children or some of your children there. Yes, and take them and give them the revelation to go to the promised land. And you yourself will be left behind. So let us be careful. Therefore, as we invest our lives in the word of God, let us also invest our children, the word of God, to our children, invest our children and their future development, spiritual growth in the word of God. And then God will be pleased with all of us. I trust that with that little share, may God bless each one of us. And we could have broken this much more, but because of our time, let us leave it there and say as a summary that brothers and sisters, just as in the wilderness, the children of Israel, their parents picked the manna, brought it home to eat their kids and the rest of the family. Can we do the same and then stay a believer, walk in his word, and then be a role model to your child? May God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Don't forget the family.